Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Lyric Lamore with Spiritual Shock. So today I'm going to go ahead and talk about the words selfish and humble. They pretty much have the same, thing. So I really don't have to really separate these words because selfishness and humble kind of are, you know, if I think about it, they kind of are alike in a lot of ways. Because when people say you're selfish, they also want you to be humble. You know, you're very selfish. I need for you to humble yourself and try to make a way for me. You know, the words selfish and humble I'm going to talk about today because, you know, a lot of people use these words and they don't even realize. You know, I talk about selfish before, but I don't know if I actually talk about it in my podcast. But for selfish and humble, it's going to be the same thing. Most of the time when people say you are selfish, it's because you are not doing what they think that you should be doing. Let's repeat that again. It goes for the same thing with humble. You need to humble yourself. Why do I need to humble myself for you right now? It's the question. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can get the real definition of selfish and humble. Not the definition that people give. Because a lot of the times people want you to be humble because you got a lot of money. You're just spending it. Like, it's just certain situations that we're using this word that it should not be used in, is basically what I'm saying. A lot of times when people tell you to be humble, it's because they want you to dim your light for them. A lot of times when people say you are selfish, it's because you don't want to dim your light for them. A lot of the times when people say you need to humble yourself, it's because you're bawling out in front of their face. You have lots of money and you're just spending money and buying luxury things and all that stuff. And they were like, oh my God, you just are always buying stuff for yourself and you never buy anything for other people. Well, guess what? I work hard for this money myself, and this check came to me in my name, and therefore I can do whatever I want with the money that I was given. If it's just spending on me and nobody else, then that's what I'm going to do. And you are allowed to do that as a human being. Now, does that make you selfish? Not really. That just makes you being able to spend the money the way you made the money, and you made the money and you got the money, and now you can spend it the way you want to. And if you want to spend it on you, that's on you. If you don't want to give it to your mama, daddy, and cousin, and sister, and nephew, they ain't got nothing really to do with them, because they can get up and work themselves and get their own paycheck and spend that money on themselves and never even spend it on you, even in your time of need. So, you know what I'm saying? And then when you do that, it'll be like, oh, you need to humble yourself. You need to give more. First of all this stuff is going to work the same. Let me just say, because I'm just saying this right now. First of all this stuff is the same. First of all, you should not be giving when you don't want to give, because you're expecting things back in the same form that you gave it, and it's not going to come back in that same form. You know what I'm saying? It always comes back in different types of form and energy. And life, universe, God, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever you believe in, wants you to give because you want to give. Giving means expecting nothing back, and then expectations are exceeded because you're not expecting anything back, because you gave out of the kindness and purity of your heart. And because you're not even expecting anything, it shows up. That is law of attraction, people. You know what I'm saying? Wanting something, knowing that you can have it, and then letting it go so that it can come to you. It's the same process. It's the same process. I just want people to think more of how these processes is really working in your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Even in the things we say, because that's how my brain is working. It's the same process. You know what I'm saying? You give to give. And because you gave to give, you're not expecting anything back. And something shows up for you. That is law of attraction. They always tell you when you want and longing for something, it never comes to you because you're resisting it. Because, you know, you keep thinking about it being, you keep thinking of the absence of it not being there. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly how Abraham would say it through Esther Hicks, okay? You know what I'm saying? Because of that, now you're not attracting what you want. Trust me, I go through it too. And then I got to remember, let it go. Relax. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be easy. You want to go down the path of least resistance, okay? And a lot of times when people tell you that you're selfish and that you're not humble, It's because they themselves are not together. They themselves want something from you. They themselves think that they have to take and get something from you for them to be better or feel better about themselves. So then they're going to turn around and tell you that you are selfish and you need to be humble. You know what I'm saying? You got to really look at the circumstances when these words are being said to you. Am I really being selfish because I'm worried about me first? And I was saying this on my video journal and all that stuff, that, you know, women and stuff, they sacrifice a lot of their times, but sometimes you do got to do what I seen on the TV show on Netflix with Mike Epps and all that stuff. I can't think of the show right now. One thing I can say about the wife, she always said, right now, I just need my time. I need my space. Like, the kids and the daddy, hey, y'all go back there. Y'all take care of each other. I need space. I need to meditate. I need to pray. I need time for myself. You know what I'm saying? And that is not being selfish. And, you know, if that was a bad husband or some kids that are not, I don't want to say bad, but it got some kids that hasn't experienced or have any understanding or never had the circumstances to realize that sometimes mother's gonna need me time and I just need to go over here and play with my toys, because you as a mother never said, you know, I need time to, like, even though you're a mother, it's all right. You gotta teach the kids, okay? And they'll know, oh, mama needs her space. Especially if you got good kids, they're going to understand mama need her space. Because trust me, I had a mother. I was raised by a single parent mom. And I knew where my mom needed her space, because my mom taught me that if I ask you for some space or some time, even if I was young, like, just like play or something, or go outside for a little bit. I remember those days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember my mom telling me that. Like, if I just say, I just need time to myself for a little bit, I'm okay. Like, just go outside and play, go in your room, play with the toys, or, you know, just, you know. So even as I got older, I knew my mom need her time. I would go out with my friends, or I'd go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Because my mom let me know, like, I'm a mom, and to keep me being a great mother, a great parent, the parent that you love so much, sometimes I'm going to need time. And it's the same for you. Sometimes you're going to need time. You know what I'm saying? And some people would say that, was even stuff like that, people would say that it's selfish. That's why you really got to look at the way people are using this word selfish and humble. Are they telling you to sacrifice yourself to make them feel better? To make them feel worthy? No. The real truth to the matter is, for you to feel worthy and all that stuff, you should recognize worthiness when it's in your face. Okay? I always say this all the time. Worthy people understand other worthy people. Joyful people understand other joyful people. Happy people understand other happy people. The only time you don't understand another person's happiness, joy, satisfaction is because you don't have it yourself. Okay? So a lot of the times when people are saying you're selfish and you need to be humble, it's because they themselves don't have it quite yet. They have not tapped into who they really are their source, are their power, are their worth, are their love of thyself. And trust and believe, even people that are connected and all that stuff, spiritually aligned like me, and many people that I see and many people that I admire and look up to, and that give me inspiration and that gives me lessons that I even learn, we all got our stuff that we working through. We all got our thing. Life is still happening. But at the end of the day, when you're in tune with who you really are, you know that all this drama and all this stuff that's going on in life, at the end of the day, cannot take your joy. Now, it can take your happiness, because to be happy, you got to have something happening. But it can't take, really, your joy. Your joy, even in the midst of frustration and pain and hurt, is still lying there beneath, carrying you through. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people ain't tapped into this. So when you're tapping to it, they would rather think that you are selfish and not humble, because you're not willing to bend your will or your light for them. But the truth of the matter is, you will find yourself being selfless, and you will find yourself being humble to those who respect your light, who respect the fullness of you, and who knows the truth themselves. People who love themselves get more respect from me because I can see the reflection of me, and they will see more of my humbleness and my selflessness, okay? And they wouldn't have to tell me, the words would never be uttered that you're selfish or that you need to be humbled, because they already know what the deal is. And because they already know what the deal is, they will automatically already see my selflessness and my humbleness up front. And that's why even when people don't like me or anything, I never took it like, oh, this person is just horrible. I always told myself, somebody loves them. Somebody gets to see the light in them. So I just not the person that they're going to show the light to, okay? Or somebody that they're going to love or hold dear to their heart or cater to at all. And that's what you got to remember in those situations, because when people treat you a certain way, you're all, they selfish, or they need to be humble, they need to respect. But at the end of the day, respect should be given. But at the end of the day, this is really about, you know, but but at the end of the day, you know, you're seeing what you want to see, because most likely you're not vibrationally aligned. Just like if some people saying you're selfish and all that stuff, and some people, there's people saying, I don't know that part of them. And you gotta remember that that's for everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even the racist white people and all that stuff, if they're racist and white and they only like white people, well, some white woman love that white man. Love that white man. If they black and they very pro-black and they don't like dealing with white people, and you just like, they're just a hateful person, well, somebody get to see their heart. Somebody gets to see that good side. Somebody gets to see that loving side. So their view is different from your view. But you, because you don't see that side, you need to, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot of different theories I can use right here, but I'm not really trying to like be on this subject for long, long. I just want to make this quick and easy. So it's just like this word selfish and humble, and the way that it is being used is incorrect, is all I'm trying to say right here. It's incorrect. Now, I ain't saying that you shouldn't care for your kids and all that stuff. I'm not saying all of that. But even a mother and dad need to put themselves first. I know everybody said the kids come first. Well, how are you going to give kids the love that you don't have? How are you going to give kids the understanding that you don't have for yourself? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to make the sacrifice, which is different from being selfish or you know, humble. You know what I'm saying? The opposite of selfish is making a sacrifice. Sacrifice, I can understand a little bit more. And even in that term sacrifice, I want it to be clear. Sometimes you have to make the sacrifice to say, I need my time to get myself together so that I can be this great person for these people that I love so much in my life. And sometimes you have to make the sacrifice. Instead of me, I know these kids get up. I know sometimes you don't want to do it, okay? You know, I know these kids got to go to school. They're going to get up around 7. Let me get up around 6, okay? Take me a nice bubble bath and all this stuff. Get myself together. Give me some free time. And when these kids wake up or whatever, or when I wake these kids up, I can do this. And like I was saying, I didn't get to say it on my podcast, for women, if you got a father and stuff in the home and all that stuff, you know what? I need time. And if you got a man that love you and everything, you know what I'm saying? And they hearing you out, they can choose to make a sacrifice. Don't be calling them selfish. They say, no, they just, because this is what I want people to realize about selfishness that I really didn't, I guess, talk on here. Everybody is selfish. Every last one of us. We are all moving through this life worried about how we feel, because that's the only feelings we can really feel. Worry about what we think, because that's the only thinking we can really think of, is what's going on in our own brain. I can't hear what you think. and I can't feel what you feel. Now you can express it and I can understand it, but it is still not my feeling. Your thoughts is still not my thoughts, and I don't know your thoughts until you express your thoughts, okay? So at the end of the day, we're all selfish, okay? At the end of the day, we're all worried about how we feel. At the end of the day, I want you to realize that that word selfish is basically a useless word, because we're all selfish. When we're uncomfortable, we want to move out that place. We are all selfish in our own way. So there's no way that you really can't be selfish, because even when you do stuff for others, you're still selfishly doing it for you, because at the end of the day, when you do stuff for others, it makes you feel good, and that's why you keep doing it. Isn't that interesting? Loving feels good. And when you get the love reciprocated, it feels even better. But loving feels good. You do that selfishly. You want somebody to love you, okay? I'm just looking for somebody to love me for my flaws and all. That's selfish. I'm like, huh? Ain't nobody saying it then, huh? You cannot move through this life without being selfish. So that word selfish is pretty much useless if you really think about it. I like the word as maybe. I'm going to compromise and make a decision that I will let you do that. I don't feel like it, but I will go ahead and do this because I love you. Selfless. And that's so crazy, because I actually heard this word this morning and it's coming out right now. Okay. It's not always selfish. Sometimes it's selfless. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all selfish, and then we got to say, you know, because I love you, and because most of the time we always need a reason. Let's not act like we don't need a reason. Okay. Yeah, I know. But let's just say, all you religious people that's giving up all these offerings and donations and stuff, it's because, what? You've been told you give and tenfold will come back to you. That sounds pretty selfish. Okay. Okay. But they don't call that selfish. They call that giving. You give to receive. Oh, you give to the Lord, and he will give it back to you in tenfolds. That's still selfish. So we got to be really careful with this word selfish and humble. You know what I'm saying? Especially humble, because mostly humble means belittle myself for you. Okay? Belittle myself for you is basically what human beings mean when they say you need to be humble. Belittle your light because it's blinding me. Belittle your truth because it's hurting me. Belittle your life because it looks better than mine. Belittle your time because I want it and you won't give it to me. Just tell the truth. It's not that they need to be humble. It's that you need to really ask for what you want. It's not that they need to be humble. It's just that you really need to find out your truth, your love, and put in the work and the time to make you a better human being. So that you won't have to tell somebody to be humble, because you're so great and wonderful and magnificent, which you are. You just ain't tapped into it yet. Okay? Because you're so great, so wonderful and magnificent, that nobody needs to be humble in front of you, because you're already great with them. You're already miraculous with them. That's something I had to learn. And it was a long journey. Okay? Nobody is less than me. And nobody is really greater than me. Okay? So what, I need to be jealous of you? You don't need to be humble for me, because guess what? I'm going to shine my light. I'm going to do me. I guarantee that. And those who feel humble, less than, that has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with them. So telling me to humble myself for you, what do you mean? Do you need a little bit of attention? Do you want my love and you don't know how to ask for it? Do you want my attention and you don't know how to ask for it? Yet and still you want me to dim my light so I can get down to your level because you think my level is higher than yours when you can reach the very level that I've been in, that I live in. I ain't doing nothing that nobody else can't do. Everybody that you look up to ain't doing nothing that you can't do. All it takes is loving yourself, putting in the work and the time, okay, to be a better person, to be a grander person, okay? If you feel unworthy, it's because you believe that you're unworthy. And it's hard for you to believe that you are worthy. And I'm supposed to humble myself to feel unworthy like you, to make you comfortable. Take them words back. Suck them up. And I'm not going to lie to you. We are going to make the mistake and say, oh, they selfish and humble. Even I will make that mistake because that's being human. But at the end of the day, I want you to know that the truth so that seed can be planted. So when you speak out, oh, they just so selfish, and you start remembering, wait a minute. Everybody's selfish in their own way. What moments have you lived in your life where somebody asked for a dollar and you didn't give? What moment in your life you felt so good about something and somebody told you need to humble yourself because they ain't got what you got? And instead of lifting you up and being thankful and have gratitude and look at it as possibilities, they rather tear you down. So excuse me if the word selfish and humble, it's not a word that I heed to quickly. Excuse me if humble and selfish is not a word that I take in because you're offended. Because you feel less than. Or because you feel like you have no worth. Your problem is your problems. I have my own life, own problems, own mind, and old feelings to deal with. And trust me, you doing the same thing. But you're so selfish that you have the audacity to tell me I'm selfish because you want me to dim my light for your selfish pride. You want me to be humble because you need to be humble. Those words don't mean a damn thing. Because at the end of the day, if you know your greatness, you know your truth, you know who you are, and you loving on yourself, okay, and you working on yourself, there's not a person out here. Not one person out here that I feel like has power over me unless I give it to them. There is not a person out here going to tell me who I am. I tell you who I am. You don't tell me. If I tell you I am a light bringer, a life changer, that is what it is. And I am not humbling because you don't know who the hell you are. I know who I am. I'm not afraid to go out here and say, I will always win. Every enemy shall bow to my feet at the end. Because I know who I am. There is no more telling me, oh, you need to be humble, oh, you being selfish. That is exactly what I'm going to be. Because that's where the truth lies in, right there within me. I am no longer moved by your ignorance. I am no longer moved by your unworthy attitude. I am no longer moved by your self-hate. Because I went on a long, tedious, hard journey of finding out who am I? Who am I? Despite what everybody else is saying, who am I? Despite what everybody else telling me what to believe, who am I and what do I believe? What do I know? What have I learned? What have I grown from? Just like I said earlier, before even recording this podcast, even if you think you win and you see me cry, you broke me down, I guarantee you I'm going to come back three times harder, have three times more than what I had before. And I guarantee you in my tears, I'm learning. In your tears, you're just crying. I guarantee if you make me upset and angry, I guarantee you after that anger, I begin to process and learn. You just be angry. And then find yourself being angry tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day after that. And you don't get here without being selfish. And you cannot be humble when it comes to you. Because you and your life is what matters. So stop letting them words affect your life. Because they don't mean a damn thing unless you make it mean something. You tell that person that's telling you, you need to be humble. Why? Because I'm shining my light, I'm being happy and joyful. Why don't you find your joy first and then come back to me and tell me how you feel about this humble word that you just throwing at me? If anybody should be, I say this all the time too, because I'm about to go there. Okay. If anybody we need to be saying, you selfish, you need to humble yourself, is to hateful people, murderers, killers, okay? Racism, bigotry, hate. Why don't you go to them people and say, calm yourself down. Being selfish is going around here killing everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just going around here shooting up everybody, okay? Just going around here being hateful and mean to everybody. Just going around here being racist and everything. Why don't you humble yourself? Learn how to use these words. Stop going up to people that know they worthy and that fought for what they got and tell them they need to be humble because you feel weak in their presence. Find your strength. Find your power. And I say this all the time. You may not like me. You may hate me right now. But guess what? I don't do dumb stuff. Okay? I don't like stupid stuff. I don't. I was just saying this earlier too. Okay? I don't care if you dropped out of school and you smoke weed and drink and all that stuff. What I care about at the end of the day, what's really stupid, is thinking that hate is power. Thinking that money is power. Thinking that everything outside of yourself is what you really need. When you get all that stuff that's outside of yourself, you still gonna be empty. Just an empty person with a lot of money. Just an angry person with a lot of money and a lot of things. Just a sad, lonely person with a lot of money and a lot of things. Just an unhealed person with a lot of money and a lot of things. Say it 1,000 times and I will keep saying it to my last breath. You are the problem and you are the solution. Don't tell me to humble my light. You need to tell them to humble their darkness. Don't tell me I'm being selfish because I'm not afraid to show my joy. You need to find your joy. Why don't you be selfish and find your joy for a change? Go to somebody that's being angry and yelling and screaming over nonsense and stupidity and tell them you're being selfish right now. Why don't you let people have a good time for a change? Why don't you do that? Watch how people use those words, selfish and humble, is what I'm trying to say. Because what we using it for as human beings is not what it's supposed to be used for. I guarantee you that. Why don't you go to somebody that is out here doing all the wrong stuff? Lying, cheating, killing, raping, stealing. Okay, and tell them you need to humble yourself because them people worked hard for their money. That person had a life. They had a dream and their bike could have came true, but you took their life. Humble yourself. That person that you mistreated because they're black or because they're white or because they're Asian or whatever the case may be. Humble yourself. Because that might be the person they end up giving you a job. That might be the person to heal cancer. You don't know. That might been the president you've been waiting for all your life. Humble yourself with that hate. Because you taking away a lot of people that know how to love and that can make this world a better place. And all you doing is messing it up. Humble yourself. I find it so strange. Everybody want to humble the light, but never humble the darkness. Take that in. Anyway, I am Lyric Lamora. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. You know what I'm saying? And I love y'all. As I end most of my podcasts, people, when they in their deathbed, they ain't talking about what they did try. They talking about what they didn't try. Okay? So the least you can do for your life is try. Okay? Because trying means a whole lot. Okay? Trying means everything. Even when you fail, at least I tried. Because there's a lot of people out here ain't even trying at all. And they going to be in their deathbed crying while you're going to be in your deathbed saying, at least I tried. I tried it. I tried getting the love of my life, honey, okay? It didn't work out, but I tried it. Okay? I tried going for my dreams. It didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out, but I tried because it's a lot of people ain't even trying. And that's what they complain about in their deathbeds, what they didn't try. So don't be scared to try. All right. Lyric Lamora, thank y'all for listening. And yeah, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your month. Enjoy your life whenever you listen to this. Enjoy the day, okay? Meditate and pray, okay? Watch some inspirational stuff. Listen to some inspirational stuff. And know that this takes work every day, okay? This is an everyday thing, okay? So don't be just working a little bit. Oh, I did it. This is every day, okay? I listen to this stuff every day. I listen to inspiration and inspirational songs every day. Or I'm listening to somebody saying some inspirational stuff, inspiring stuff every day because that's who I am. I'd rather be the light. I'd rather be the love. Because I know that's the most powerful thing in the world. And that's what makes me a winner. And even if you look at me and think I'm losing, I guarantee you I'm still winning. I guarantee you without one doubt in my mind, body, and soul, I am always winning. Even in my tears and even in my hurt and even in my pain. And that very thing makes me try. That very thing keeps me recording. That very thing gave me my voice. That very thing changed my life. Get into it. All right. Lyric Lamora, Spiritual Shock. I'm out. Bye.